T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What is he saying?
No idea.
It's time for Translating Tristan.
With Styles and Roman on US 99.
All right, so I have a 4-year-old son named Tristan, and he loves music. He loves to sing, but a lot of times you don't know what he's saying or the lyrics are completely wrong.
Well, you know what? I feel like I'm the same, because I'm the same way when I'm singing in the car. But we have Sam on the phone this morning. Sam, are you ready to play Translating Tristan?
I hope so.
Do you have any kids of your own?
No, I don't. Oh. So it should be interesting.
Oh, this may be a little tough for you this morning, Sam.
I know.
All right, so Tristan's going to sing a song right now, the verse, and then when he stops, you have to continue singing the hook. Are you ready?
Well, let's try it.
Good luck, Sam. Here we go.
Welcome from the south side, that bend in the hill. First time I see a red bye. Man, I feel it on my tail. Had to get her number. It took me like 6 weeks, and we'll go her way back. Like Sayak seeks.
All right, Sam, now it's your turn. Sing us
the
hook.
God. No, that tune.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
You can't blame this one on Tristan. He did a pretty good job, actually.
I know. Hold on. Wait, give me a minute.
We only play this song 9,000 times, not even a day, an hour here.
I know. Body like a back road.
Sing it.
I can't sing. You don't
this,
want
to. You gotta sing it.
Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand.
Well, let's see what Tristan has to say about this.
Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know where he goes. Take a back of my hand.
Yeah! Hey, you know what, Sam? I'm not picking favorites here, but I think Tristan was a little bit better than you.
I know. I told you.
There it is.
You got it.
You officially translated Tristan
on US 99.
That's crazy.
I swear this is perfect. Come kiss me one more time.
US 99, good morning, it's Styles and Roman. Is the sun ever going to come out anymore in Chicago or what?
Yeah, summertime is taking a break for a second.
312-946-4995. We want to talk to the parents this morning. You know, it's crazy. Sometimes our kids, our young kids, they say things, and right away, if you're a wife or your husband, you look at each other and go, did you teach them that? How did they learn that? Why are they saying that? Is that a curse word?
Yeah, we debuted a bit a few minutes ago called Translating Tristan, where I had my 4-year-old son singing like songs, right? And so the first song I chose for him to sing was Sam Hunt, Body Like a Back Road, which isn't exactly a nursery rhyme.
Well, so, he doesn't know what it means.
Right. So, I mean, but it's funny. We all got a laugh out of it. But, part of me, there's like 1% of me that was kind of like, is this really... Yeah, let's just do it.
Now he's going to be singing at school, and he's like, body like a back road.
So, 312-946-4995. Jeanette from Oak Brook, what inappropriate thing has your granddaughter done?
Well, she is very sophisticated she's actually 4, going to be 5 in August, and she actually twerks, whatever that is. And she moves her body very sophisticatedly for a 4-year-old.
All right, I've never heard sophisticated and twerk in the same sentence before.
And you don't want your 4-year-old twerking. You got to stop that right now.
Well, she thinks it's very cute. You know, everybody just laughs at her and thinks she's just a ball of laughs. So what can you do with a 4-year-old?
All right, is grandma twerking too?
No. Would have thought
you were... Chicago's hottest country, US 99, and if you haven't left the house just yet, you may want to grab an umbrella. Gosh, this rain. We need the sun to be out here in Chicago. Good morning. It's Styles and Roman, 2 dads over here, and sometimes our kids just say the craziest things. Like, I remember when I was about 8 or 9, 10 years old, and my little sister Elizabeth was jumping on my parents' bed just saying a curse word, a curse word, a curse word, jumping up and down.
Which word was it? I
like having a job, so I don't want to say it this morning. But, I mean, my mom looked at her and was like, where did you learn that language? And I look back at my mom and I go, you say it all the time. You know what I mean? I mean, she picks it up like that.
Monkey see, monkey do. 312-946-4995. Joanne from Romeoville. What inappropriate thing did your kid do?
Okay, 11 years ago. She's 14 now. But when she was 3, my brother taught
her how to stick up her middle finger.
Yes. I like your brother.
His ex-wife. So every time he would come and get the kids, I would be holding her. He would stand behind me, and he would stick up the middle finger, and she'd say, you know what, blank and blank and blank, and she would swear.
Oh, she would curse too?
Yes.
It wasn't just the middle finger. She would also curse. Great.
I feel like your brother should open up a nursery.
Needless to say, those two have a special bond to this day.
The next thing will be pull my finger, kid.
Chicago's hottest country, US 99. We're a couple minutes away, 7 to be exact. 7:15 this morning. FGL is going to be there. Dirks, they're going to be there. Blake is going to be there as well. We have a 3-day passes for you to get your party on at our US 99 Lake Shake.
And 3-day passes, I believe, are sold out. So, like, all you can do is win them right here on US 99 at 7:15, 8:15, and so on and so on. It's ticket tag again, starting off at 7:15. But inappropriate things our kids say, man. You know, sometimes kids are very, very cute. But once in a while, they'll say something or they'll do something that's like a 2-year-old or a 5-year-old should just not be doing.
And then you laugh because as a parent, you know it's bad, but then you're like, that's kind of funny. It's kind of cute as well. So 312-946-4995, jump in the conversation this morning. Samantha from Crystal Lake, good morning. What do you got?
So I'm a nanny and I watch 5 kids. And
Whoa, hold on. You watch 5 kids?
Yep.
The parents were like, you know what, we're going to have 5 kids and then we're out of here. We're going to work and we're going to hire somebody.
We're going to hire Samantha. She's going to come over. All right, what do the kids say at the house?
So the second to youngest one, she's 5 now, but when she was 3, she couldn't talk very well. I mean, she spoke in good sentences, but her words weren't pronounced very well, and she would poke you with, like, a fork, and she would say, I'm going to fork you, but it never sounded like fork, and I had to tell her to, like, stop that real quick, because I didn't want her parents to think I taught her that.
You know what's funny, too, is, like, once you find those little nuggets, you have her do it all the time and, like, film it, and it's, like, such bad parenting, but it's kind of funny, though, too.
Yeah.
And then you put the video on America's Funniest Home Videos, and you win $10,000!
Yeah, I should totally do that. I think I have a video of her doing that.
Hey, give us 10%.
68 degrees outside of the beautiful city of Chicago. Hey, it's US 99. Good morning, Styles and Roman. And we are both dads. We're both parents. And sometimes we look at our kids and we go, who taught you how to say that? You're not supposed to be talking like that.
Yeah, especially like when they're like really, really young. Like Alex from the South Side, what does your 2-year-old son say?
He'd sing a couple of inappropriate Lil Wayne songs that my brothers have taught him.
No, Lil Wayne has no inappropriate songs. Stop it.
And for those that don't know, Lil Wayne is a rapper, and his lyrics are the opposite of clean. No 2-year-old should ever know what he says.
No, I agree 100%.
Is he at least censoring himself out when he's rapping?
Sometimes when we catch him, but other times we catch him and we're like, oh, wait, no, can't say that. That's inappropriate.
I hear he might be coming out with a country album. Susan from Michigan City, good morning. Inappropriate things your kids say.
She is currently obsessed with the G-Eazy song, Him and I.
Again, so G-Eazy is a rapper, not ideal for a 2-year-old.
No, and that's not the only G-Eazy song she knows.
So she may get a little bit raunchier, huh?
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Wait a second. 2-year-olds don't just, like, grab the radio. And she had to learn it from somewhere. So where is she hearing G-Eazy from?
Well, I mean, I listen to US 99 all the time, but I do have a little other taste for some G-Eazy music.
So, Susan, you're to blame here.
I am. It's funny, though, you know, because she can't say a lot of other things, but she can sing that song from start to finish.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.